Note to self episode. It's been a bloody busy week. Here are some takeaways. I'm in a bit of a floop mood again. Guys, I think this is just standard. I mean, I'm releasing this on a Friday, so of course my week is catching up with me. All right, let's go. Hi guys, and welcome back to the Rachel J podcast. We're talking all things wellness and lifestyle to help you do life better. I'm your host, Rachel J. Welcome back to another Note to Self episode. I don't even know what I normally say for the intros of this podcast anymore. I am, again, just catching up with this week that has been particularly crazy for me, and I feel like I'm still chasing my tail at this point. But here are some insights, and I feel like there's been some really great things that have happened this week and some little things that have come up for me, which I thought I'd share. So I remember, I think in the International Women's Day episode, I did mention a few people that I thought were great role models, especially for women. And we were talking there about cultural diversity and inclusivity. And one of those women that I mentioned was the lovely Maria Tathil. So we released that episode, I think it was week before last. And Maria actually invited me to the launch of her new capsule collection with Novo Shoes, which actually, funnily enough, has launched today on the Novo Shoes website. This is not a sponsored podcast episode, by the way. I literally just love supporting women who are doing amazing things. This week, I went to the launch of her shoe collection. So the launch party was a few days before the actual launch of the shoes on site. And it was so great. It was personal friends and people that Maria had invited to her launch party. And we got to celebrate her collection, her shoes. And what's great about this whole thing? Firstly, Maria, I think she's an incredible woman. She's done amazing things in the space in terms of being someone in the media who is using her platform, using her voice to share a really positive message about diversity, about inclusion, about individuality. And basically, her shoe collection with Novo is centered around this idea of self-belief and individuality, which I think is, again, amazing to be able to incorporate such a positive and powerful and impactful message with fashion. And I don't feel like I've really seen this done before, to be honest, and maybe I'm not really that plugged into the shoe scene or the fashion scene enough, but I really love the premise behind it and what that message says. And obviously the shoes look incredible, and I have worked with Novo Shoes before, but I really loved that she was able to bring a whole collection of different bodies and women, different sizes, shapes, and also skin tones as part of her campaign. And I did tell Maria this, saying that I love the creative that she has really worked hard on. She really wanted the campaign to reflect a variety of different body shapes and sizes and skin tones. And I think that was so cool and so great to see that she is championing that space as well. And it's something that we definitely, I do feel like it's becoming a lot more mainstream now, but it's definitely something that I never grew up seeing. And I never grew up seeing myself represented in the media or in advertising campaigns or anything like that. And whilst Maria and I do not exactly look the same, I mean, she does have Southeast Asian heritage, which I do also, but, you know, it's just really refreshing to see and so lovely. So the whole campaign is tagged with this, I guess, summary of or this mantra of leave your footprint and make your mark. And I think it's just an important thing for us all to remember to leave our footprint and make our mark. And I think individuality and really owning who you are is definitely something that I constantly work on. I feel like, as I've mentioned in other podcast episodes before, I don't really feel like I fit in anywhere. And I definitely, when I was growing up, never felt like I fit in anywhere. I was kind of really, you know, the only girl that had Asian heritage in drama and, you know, all my university studies, often on set, you know, doing shows as an actor. And even in the space that I work in now, wellness and the media and all that kind of stuff, it's very similar. I don't feel like there's that many people who look very similar to me. And even some of my peers who don't work in the same industry, then I feel like I don't really fit in there. So I think for me, it was just a powerful message and a reminder to continually just be yourself. And I think it's really freeing. It's really empowering just to embrace who you are, embrace all those things that are different about you, that are unique about you, and just to use your voice as well for really positive and impactful purpose, which I feel like I'm trying to do. The intention of the podcast is to do that. So I'm hoping that that is hitting, hitting something for you internally as you listen to these episodes. But it was so great to kind of, I guess, celebrate that in a way with Maria's launch party. So that happened. I also was a guest on a radio show on the Disrupt radio channel, which was really fun. I went into the studio and it was live radio. And I got to be interviewed by George McEncroe, who's a writer, comedian. She's a host of a show called Moolah on Disrupt Radio. And that was really fun because we talked all about the podcast, about wellness, how I got into wellness after sort of being an actor for so many years. And that was really cool. I mean, live radio is a different thing than recording podcasts because we obviously pre-record these and then release the episodes. And I really love the live element of it. It feels a little bit like, it's not exactly the same as performing on stage or anything, but I love the live element of it just because it's a little bit more improv and in terms of being in the moment, I guess, is the best way to put it, being in the moment. And there's no kind of redos. It's not like you can just stop and say, I stuffed up that, so can we take it back? You just kind of do you, which is so fun. So that was so cool. And then obviously I've had a big week. We've released the Kayla Itsinis episode. Those of you who haven't listened to it yet, go back and listen to it. Co-founder of Sweat, and she's just released a new book called Reboot with Kayla. Fabulous episode. This is obviously why I was in Brisbane last week filming this episode, and it was so great to meet Kayla. Obviously, she is an inspiration to a lot of people and such a big personality and trainer in the fitness industry. Everybody, I feel, most women know who she is. Everybody at least knows Sweat. So that was really cool. And she shared some really great stories about how she felt like she lost control of her fitness and her body when she was pregnant with her first child, her daughter, Anna. And that's definitely a story I hadn't really heard from her before, but that was, I think, also powerful for people to hear that. Even trainers or people who are in the industry who are experts in their field in fitness, as women, our bodies go through so many changes through that time of the month, through pregnancy, through postpartum, that you can never assume what your body is going to be like or how things are going to feel like for you at any one particular time or part of your journey if you've never been there before, because we just don't know what's going to happen and we don't know how we're going to feel. We don't know how our body is going to react, and we don't know how our body is going to respond to certain exercise, nutrition, all those kinds of things. And we just have to adapt depending on what we're going through. So I think, again, hearing stories and hearing people's experiences for me is so powerful, even as the interviewer. And I hope that you are finding that as well by listening to all these stories, that it's amazing to hear. I guess I can touch on that in terms of a personal story about last year. If you have been following the podcast for a while, then you will know that I was in hospital last year. If you have never heard this story, then I'll give you a quick little summary. You can go back and listen to the full episode. But basically, I was in ICU last year. It was a random illness that initially they thought was triggered by COVID. I mean, after I saw my specialist for my last ever checkup, which was at the start of this year, he was kind of saying, well, we don't really actually know if it was triggered by COVID. That was what they were thinking at the time. But what it actually was that I went through was this thing called hyponatremia, which means that your blood is holding so much water that your sodium levels drop so low. So when I went into hospital, actually it was the third time that I went to hospital in terms of going to the emergency department. They didn't admit me till the third time anyway. Long story short, I was in ICU. I was dangerously low in terms of my sodium levels. I lost a shit ton of weight, 8 kilos in about 3 weeks. if you've seen a picture of me or something, you know I'm a small person. Anyway, I did not have 8 kilos to lose, and therefore the recovery was quite long. It took me quite a long time to build back all that muscle that I had lost, and also my digestives had basically gone awry as well because of all of this. Your sodium levels affect your liver function, your kidney function, all that kind of stuff. So everything went kind of out of whack, and it took about 6 months for me to actually really get back to just what I would say normal for me. Right now, my fitness levels are still not 100% back to what they were before, but that's probably also because I'm not really pushing the cardio right now. My cardio fitness is shot, but that's because I'm not pushing myself too much in the cardio area. But I had never been through anything like that before. My body had never experienced an illness or sickness like that ever in my life. Of course, it was a shock to the body, and I took it really easy on my return. And I think remembering what I was like before I went into hospital and how fit I was boxing all the time, and I was really quite cardio fit, not amazingly cardio fit, but fit enough to box. And I've always had pretty good core strength, and that kind of carried through, and that was sort of the first muscle group that I really started to strengthen afterwards. But yeah, it did take a while, and it's almost like you have to relearn everything. And of course your muscles remember things, but it's almost just like getting to know your body again after this traumatic thing has happened. So I can totally relate to having something quite hectic go on in your body, being someone who was really quite fit and healthy, and then out of hospital was not even able to get out of bed. I was in so much pain. My legs were numb. I couldn't feel them a lot of the time. And that carried on for at least about 3 or 4 months after I got out of hospital. So I couldn't actually, there was still numbness through the back of my legs. So as women, we kind of forget, I mean, and this is not obviously just women that might experience illness like this, but yeah, I just feel like we just need to take a moment and be gentle with ourselves, be kind to ourselves, understand our body, or try to understand our bodies, and just go with it and work with what is happening with us. So yeah, there were so many great little conversations, little insights that happened this week. And I think all of it just comes back to taking care of yourself and listening to yourself and being you, being unafraid to be who you are. Again, it's a constant lesson that I feel like I'm always learning, and I'm really grateful to have so many women that I can talk to, not only for the podcast, but just in my circle of people who inspire me to be better, but also just be myself. So I hope this has helped you guys. I hope it's given you a little bit of an insight, and we will catch you next time. I've got some really great episodes coming up next week. We also are bringing a new segment to the podcast called The Hot Desk. I don't know if I've mentioned this already. I don't think I have. The Hot Desk is coming to the podcast very soon. In this segment, we're going to be talking about society, culture, and entertainment. So this is a little bit of a lighter segment. We'll have our normal guest interviews that will be around wellness and lifestyle. We have our Note to Self episodes, which are little solo insights from me. And then we will have our Hot Desk episodes that will have some lighter topics that we'll talk about. So stay tuned for that, guys. Make sure you hit subscribe. So many of you are listening but are not subscribers. So again, make sure you hit that subscribe button, and we'll catch you next time on the Rachel J Podcast.